Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Bet Perek Zayin. So we are continuing with the celebration as King Shlomo has inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash that he has built. They brought the Aron Kodesh to its resting place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We begin Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Uchechalo Shlomo lehispalel. Remember in Perek Vav, we had the longest, most extensive and comprehensive tefillah in the Bible. Uchechalo Shlomo lehispalel. And when Shlomo finished his prayer, v'ha'esh yarda me'ashamayim, and the heavenly divine fire descended from the heaven, v'tochal ha'ola v'hazvachim, and God showed his approval, and the heavenly fire consumed the olos and the zvachim, the sacrifices, the burnt offering and feast offering offerings that Shlomo had offered, Ukvod Hashem Malei Asabais, and the glory of God filled the house, filled the Beis HaMikdash, and this shows that Hashem approves of the home that they have made for him. V'lo yachlu ha-kohanim lavo Beis Hashem, ki Malei Kvod Hashem is Beis Hashem. The glory of God and the honor of God was so full in the house that the Kohanim could not even enter because of the divine revelation. Wow. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im b'redas ha'esh, and the entire Israel saw when the fire came down, Ukvod Hashem al Abayis, and the glory of God was upon this house. Vayichru apayim arza al haritzba. Look at this. And they knelt with their faces to the ground on the floor. Vayishtachavu, and they prostrated. Vahodos Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chasto. And this is a sentence that we see recurs during this process of the building and the inauguration and the descent of God, so to speak, in the house. Ki tov Hashem ki li'olam chasto. They prostrated, they give thanks to God, for he is good, his kindness is eternal. And they continue to offer sacrifices. And the nation and all, and the king and the entire nation continue to offer the sacrifices before God. And Pasuk Hei tells us that King Shlomo slaughtered a feast offering, ready? 22,000, wow, bulls, 120,000 sheep. Listen to the numbers of Zvachim that they brought, and you will see shortly in the Psukim that the Mizbech and Nechoshes cannot hold all of the sacrifices. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes that most of the sacrifices were peace offerings, Karban Shlamim, the meat of which could be eaten by any Israelite who was not ritually impure. So this is a tremendous celebration, and the Kohanim were standing at their watches, Pasuk Vav, and the Levim were standing with their musical instruments, so beautiful, Bechlei Shir, with their songs, with their vessels of song, and they are giving thanks to Hashem, ki li olam chasto. Again, the Pasuk repeats that, Bahalo b'David b'yadam. They are reciting the instruments, with their instruments, they're reciting songs of praise, and Rabbi Dean Steinzelt writes that these songs were probably in written form, and the Levim held them in their hands, and they sang them from a written text. Alternatively, this means they sang King David's songs of praise, accompanied by the musical instruments in their hand, and in the meantime, the Hakohanim mechatzrim negdam, and the Kohanim were blowing on the trumpets, v'chol Yisrael omdim. So it's a tremendous scene of divine revelation and spiritual ecstasy, and the Ribbono Shalom has given his haskama to the work that Shlomo has done, and all of Israel is standing there, and they are offering peace offerings, and there are so many animals, like we saw, hundreds of thousands. The altar cannot contain them. So what did they do? Vayikadei Shlomo estocha chatzera shelifnei beis Hashem. Shlomo consecrated, he made holy the inside of the courtyard before the house of the Lord. So interesting. Ki asa sham ha'olos ve'eschal by hashlamim, because there he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. And Rabbi Adin Steinzelt notes, he sanctified the floor of the courtyard, so it should be holy just like the altar. Why? Ki mizbeach ha'nechoshas asher asa Shlomo lo yachol lahachil asa'ola v'amincha ve'asa chalavim, because there were so many karbanos being offered that the karban Mizbeach HaNechoshech, the bronze altar that Shlomo crafted, was unable to accommodate the offerings, and therefore, so interesting, they were burnt on the floor of the temple courtyard. That's how many animals were being offered. When was this all happening? This is extremely interesting. Pasuk Ches, Vayah Shlomo es hachag ba'eis ahi shivas yamim, v'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol ma'od. When was this happening? King Shlomo made the festival of Sukkot at that time for 7 days, and all all of Israel was with him, a very great assembly. Where did the people come from? Milavo Hamas ad Nachal Mitzrayim. From Lavo Hamas, Rabbi Adin Steinzelt says this is at the entrance of Hamat in northern Syria. Wow. Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, to the southern tip of the territory close to Mitzrayim under King Shlomo's control. So there was a very large piece of land and the people were there from the north all the way to the south. And Eretz Yisrael under the dominion of King Shlomo was a huge swath of land. Amazing. Vayasu b'yom ha-shmini atzeres. I found this so interesting. We call the 8th day of Archag Shmini Atzeres. And here the Pasuk tells us explicitly, Vayasu b'yom ha-shmini atzeres. And they made on the 8th day and atzeres, ki chanukas ha-mizbech asu shivas yamim v'hachag shivas yamim. They made an inauguration of the mizbech for 7 days, and then they had the festival for 7 days. Now listen to what Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz writes, and this is extremely fascinating, commenting on this pasuk. On the 8th day of Sukkot, they held an assembly, that's what we call the atzeres, where they performed the dedication of the altar for 7 days before Sukkot, and after the festival of Sukkot for 7 days. In this year, writes Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz, this is based on the Radak and the Gemara, the children of Israel did not fast on Yom Kippur, as it was on one of the days which they offered and partook of the sacrifices. That is incredible. Exceptional practices of this type required the authorization of a prophet. So isn't that amazing? The year of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, they actually did not fast on Yom HaKippurim because it was part of the inauguration when they were bringing all of these sacrifices. Incredible. Finally, now the party, the festivities, the inauguration is over. Uvayom Esrim Ushlosh HaChodesh HaShvi, on the 23rd of what we call Tishrei, Shilach Esa'am La'ohalayim. So now the people return to their tents, meaning they are going home. And what was the mood? Smechim, they were happy. V'tovi leiv, ala tova sha'asa Hashem la'David u'lishlomo, v'lishlomo u'lishlomo. They were happy, they were of gladness of heart for the good that God had done to King David, and to Shlomo his son, and to all of Israel. And Shlomo finished the house of Hashem, the house of the king, and it was a time of great success. Hitzliach, everything that he did, Shlomo was successful. And now, after this tremendous time, God appears to Shlomo at night, in a dream, perhaps, if you will. Yaakov Avinu had a dream. And now here, Hashem appears to him at night. Vayera Hashem Shlomo balayla. We know that the Brisbane Absarim, when Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu, Perek Tesvava Bereshis, it was also at night under the cover of darkness. When Hashem appears to Yaakov with Sulam Yaakov, Perek Chavchasa Bereshis, it too is at nighttime. And here the Pasuk says, Vayera Hashem Shlomo Balayda. Hashem appeared to Shlomo at night. And what does Hashem say? Remember, Shlomo davened, we learned in yesterday's parak, an extensive tefillah. And Hashem says, Shamati es tefillasecha. I have heard your prayer, uvachartim bebakom hazali lebeit zavech. And I have chosen this place. This is a place of sacrifice, a house of sacrifice for me. And therefore, says Hashem to Shlomo, if I restrain the heavens and there is no rain, I'm in pasuk yud gimbal, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if any of these afflictions occur, then my people, upon whom my name is called, if they pray and they seek repentance and they seek my presence, then I will hear their prayers from the heavens, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land. So Hashem promises Shlomo that his tefillos have been heard, and if ever affliction, if you will, befalls the people, if we do teshuvah, vayivakshu panai, if we seek out the face of God, v'yashuvu midarchem harayim, if we repent from our bad ways, then Hashem will hear and he will forgive our sins, ve'erpa et artsam, and I will hear their land. And I must correct a mistake that I made yesterday when I spoke about the picture that we have in our kitchen given to us by Rabbi Nate Henkin, produced and taken by her children, Rabbi Etam and Na'ama Henkin, Hashem Yukam Damam. I said the pasuk was from Pasuk Vav. I made a mistake. It's this pasuk from Pasuk Zayin. You will hear why I made a mistake momentarily. The pasuk tells us, Ata eina yihu pesuchos va'aznai kashuvos, tefillos hamakom hazeh. So it's almost identical to the pasuk that I read you yesterday from Pasuk Vav. But in Pasuk Vav, in Perek Vav, Shlomo is asking Hashem to open his eyes and his ears. Here in Parak Zayin, Hashem promises he will open his eyes and his ears, and it is in fact this pasuk that is inscribed on that picture that the Hinkins took and then mounted as a portrait. So that is Parak Zayin, pasuk Tadvav. So Hashem promises, Ata eina yu pesuchos, now my eyes will be open, va'aznai kashuvos, and my ears will pay attention, letfilos hamakom hazeh. So Hashem promises to accept any prayer that emanate from this place, and God says, I have chosen and I have sanctified this house for my name forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there, says Hashem, all days. However, Hashem gives a warning, just like when we learn through the book of Devarim, Moshe is constantly warning the people, if you do good, then bracha will fall upon you from heavens, but if you do bad, and if you stray from the ways of Hashem, then Yehandus is an if then, if we go in the ways of Hashem, then Hashem will reward us, and if we do not go in the ways of Hashem, Rachmana Litzlan, then there will be punishment, and that is how Perek Zion ends, by Hashem warning Shlomo. First he tells him, yes, if you go in my ways, va'ato im teidech lefanai, kasher halach David avicha, v'lasos kashchol asher tzivisicha, v'chukai mishpatai tishmar. Hashem says to Shlomo, if you go before me, like your father, and you go in all the ways that I commanded you, and you guard my statutes and my covenant, then I will establish your kingdom. However, Pasuk Yates, v'im teshuvun atem v'azavtem chukosai u'mitzvosai asher nasati lifneichem v'halachtem v'avadatem Elohim achirim v'shtachem v'isamem. However, if we turn away from God and we leave the statutes and the commandments that he has put before us, and King Shlomo, if you and your people go and you worship gods of others and you prostrate before them, then what will happen? We will be punished. Shlomo HaMelech is told that his kingdom will not last and the Beis HaMikdash will not last. Says the Pasuk Chaf, Sashtim me'al admasi. I will displace them from my land, asher nasati them, that I have given them. Vesal bayis hazeh, and this house, asher hikdashti lishmi, and this house that I have sanctified for my name, ashlich me'al panai. I will cast it from before my face. I will make them for a proverb and a parable before all the nations. And this echoes the warnings of Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim. So it is not a secret that if we go in the ways of Hashem, we will be rewarded with peace in the land and prosperity, and the Shekhinah will dwell amongst us. But if, Rachmana Litzlan, we do not go in the ways of Hashem, punishment, chorban, destruction, and galus will befall us. And it will be that this house, which had been exalted, everyone who passes by will be astonished, and they will say, for what did the Lord do so to this land and to this house? Today, when we look at Har HaMoriah, we wonder, As it lays in ruins, we cannot ascend, we cannot worship, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Kohanim, ba'avodasam, v'leviyam, v'shiram, v'zimram, and we wonder what happened to this house, what happened to this land, what happened to this mountain of holiness, and we have to know that if we go in the ways of Hashem, it will be good for us. And the final pasuk of Parak Zayin, v'amru al asher azvu as Hashem Elokei avoseihem, asher hotziam me'eretz Mitzrayim, and they will say, know why this has befallen them, galus and chorban, because they left, they abandoned Hashem, the God of their fathers, who took them out from the land of Egypt. And instead, they strengthened themselves in gods of others. They prostrated, they bowed down, they worshipped. And therefore, God brought upon them all of this wickedness. So it is a reminder to all of us, you know, we have a choice. The choice is ours. We are not animals. We don't go by instinct. We have Bechira Chafshis, like Moshe Rabbeinu says in Perek Lamed of Devarim. Pasuk Yutes, he says, he places before us today, Asachaim v'asotov, asamaves v'asarav, v'charta b'chaim l'man ticha, ata v'zarecha acharecha. We have a responsibility to choose life, to choose mitzvos, to go in the ways of Hashem, to bring Hashem into our lives, into our homes. We want the covet of Hashem to fill our lives, just like it filled the Beis HaMikdash. Then we will be duly rewarded. If Rachmana Litzlan, we choose the other path, then we bring upon ourselves churban and destruction. But as what Hashem, we shall choose well. And halavai, as we conclude this section with the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, we can only daven that we should be zocha to binyan bayis shlishi b'meira b'yameinu. Amen. I thank you for studying with me. Le'ilui nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Aleha Hashalom. May the Sham have an aliyah in the zchus of the Torah that we shared. And I look forward to continuing our learning together tomorrow with you. Kol Tuv. Have a wonderful day.